I'm Joy Robertson, and this is Inside the Food Channel. Well, today is a very, very good day. It's National Donut Day, and we're cooking in the kitchen at the Food Channel. Kay Logson, what's on the menu, sister?
Oh, donuts, what else? We've got great cake donuts. We've got them plain. We've got them chocolate. We've got them with a couple different icings. We've got them with sprinkles. You name it. You know, we're just having fun.
And speaking of you've got them too, because we're putting this recipe, it's on our, it's on the Food Channel.
You know, as much as we love bake shop donuts, and we do, there's nothing quite like a homemade donut, and so we've got a great recipe that's just a simple cake donut. You can make it very easily in your own kitchen and serve it up warm.
And this is a real donut. This isn't one of those buy biscuits and hope for the best out of it. And nothing wrong with that. It's all good, but this is the real deal.
Yeah, this donut is going to... it's kind of going to revolutionize your world when it comes to donuts, because it's very simple, very tasty, and it looks homemade. I mean, this is not going to be the perfect looking donut. It's just going to be the perfect donut for a little bit of fun.
I've been hovering around the kitchen. I think it looks kind of perfect. Locke Hildebrand, our trends expert and cook extraordinaire. I'm amazed at what you can do in the kitchen. So what are you doing right now? You're doing a little bit of a glaze for the white cake donut, is that right?
Yeah, just a simple lemon whipped glaze to put over the white cake donut. It's got a little bit of nutmeg and a tiny, tiny bit of cinnamon just to kick off the citrus. So it should have a really, really nice impact as it drizzles over while it's nice and hot and we get it to soak into the cake itself.
That's when it gets good. Now, the chocolate donuts, what did you choose for that? Just a straight-up chocolate icing?
Well, yes, it's a straight-up chocolate icing. It's one that was my grandmother's recipe. It's a buttermilk chocolate icing recipe, and it disappears around here really quickly. So, you know, that means that it's pretty good.
All right, let's talk a little bit about, while we're on the topic, about where you guys, when you're not in the kitchen, get your favorite donuts. Kay, I don't think you've met a donut you didn't like. You've told me that before. We all know that's the truth. What's your favorite?
Oh, favorite. That's a tough one. But, you know, here's my philosophy on food in general. And you've probably heard me say this before. But the experience, where you eat it, who you eat it with, is half of enjoying your food, right? So my donut experiences often are tied to family, friends, some interesting experiences, that sort of thing. That said, so you can have, I mean, I grew up with donuts. My dad went out every Sunday morning. Mom didn't cook breakfast. Dad went out every Sunday morning, picked up donuts from a different, you know, the donut shop. We moved periodically, so it was Shipley's Donut at one time. It was, you know, probably Dunkin' Donuts at one time, other donut places. And he'd bring those home. So we always had our donuts on Sunday morning. That developed a kind of a tradition for me of these being treat food. And so I love when I'm in Chicago, I love to go to Glazed and Infused. They have the biggest donuts, the most enticing kinds of donuts, different flavors, you know, a chocolate peanut butter or a raspberry donut that's just kind of unusual. A raspberry cheesecake donut, I think, was the last one I had there. So that's one of my favorites. I also like the Donut Vault. It's also in Chicago. I've actually waited in line for about a block around the corner for them to not sell out, keeping my fingers crossed the whole time that they wouldn't sell out of my favorite donuts. And the different times I've gone there, I think I've made it twice where they didn't sell out before I got to the front of the line.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but that's part of the experience. It's just, you know, and donuts are a very craveable, lovable food.
They are. Donuts you have to work for sometimes. That's not so bad. So, Locke, what about you?
Oh, geez. Absolute favorites. I'm a big fan of Donut Plant in New York. Big, big fan of them. They've got a couple winners. It's really hard for me to choose. The Key Lime, I'm a sucker for a Key Lime donut. And in fact, I love it whenever people take non-donut flavors and figure out how to donutize it. And Glazed and Infused does an amazing Key Lime pie one. And then also, you know, here locally in town, we have a place called Hertz Donuts. And they do some really, really interesting flavors and texture combinations. One of my all-time favorites is they do a whole line of cereal donuts. And half the time, I just sit there and pick the pieces of cereal off with the frosting glue that's holding them together and then finally get to the donut. So you can't go wrong. It's impossible to go wrong with a donut.
Yeah, they're good stuff. I love these specialty donut shops. Hertz Donut is a favorite just because of the fun, crazy novelty things that they come up with. But, you know, I got to give a little bit of a shout out to Krispy Kreme. I'm a big cake donut fan. I have not made my own. I'm going to let you guys do that for me today. But I do like their blueberry cake a lot. And there is a maple glazed that is really, really, really good. And those are just close by. They're easy to get your hands on, and they're so, so good. But, you know, we see restaurants serving donuts as desserts, you know, with the dipping sauces and things like that, which are really, really fun. And those are shareable, too, for dessert, because a lot of times you really don't want to have a whole dessert of your own. And when you can get three or four little bitty donuts on a plate, especially with dipping, that rocks my world.
And speaking of dipping donuts, we're starting to see savory donuts kind of creep around that corner as we see, you know, more and more sweets and desserts dip into savory territory. So start looking for, you know, savory donut holes.
Speaking of savory, getting back to Hertz Donut in Springfield, that maple glazed with bacon is like their top selling donut. And that sucker is big. And it's heavy, and it's awesome. If you're ever in Springfield, Missouri, and I believe they've got a store in Norman, Oklahoma as well, and they're branching out. Good golly, that's a good donut. Kay, do you have something to add to any of this stuff? You want to talk history of donuts or anything like that?
Before I do, we've been following donuts as a trend for a long time. The whole cupcake craze, we watched that evolve into a donut craze. We watched cupcakes go from sweet to savory. Now we're seeing donuts go from sweet to savory. So it's just kind of one of those cycles. However, unlike other sweet things, donuts don't ever seem to go away. So when you want to talk about history of the donut, I mean, it goes way back to our founding fathers. So some boat somewhere brought the first donut over. With all credit to the Smithsonian for some of the research that we've done on donuts, they were actually called oily cakes at one time, which you might kind of get that feel when you're dunking your donuts in oil to cook them. But so they were called that, not the most appetizing name, but you can get over it really quickly when you've got a good hot fresh donut in front of you. The original donut may have actually been made as a way to store pastry for long periods of time, because you could make it and then it just didn't go bad. The donut puck maybe is what they became at some point. But some say that the donut hole maybe originated when cooks put hazelnuts or walnuts or some sort of nut in the middle, because when you cook a donut and you fry a donut, it does, if you're not careful, it won't cook all the way to the center. So if they put that nut in the middle, then you had a little donut hole. And that's one of the, I mean, I don't know if there's any way to prove which legend is correct, but that's one of the ones that's talked about.
I like that one. Let's go with that one.
there's another one where a ship's captain claimed that he created the donut hole by putting a hole in the center of his pastry so he could hang it on the spokes of his wheel when he needed to put both hands on the wheel. So imagine, I mean, there's nothing like portable food, right? Just kind of taking it with you. Let's see, what else? You know, donuts really caught on in World War I. They were taken to the troops at the front lines. And again, we're talking about portable food, something that could be made and would last a long time and was easy to carry. I think there's nothing smarter from a marketing standpoint than whoever came up with the Baker's Dozen when you talk about donuts and packaging donuts up for a crowd. And so I think that started a long time ago with how can we take something sweet and delicious out to a crowd. And donuts are certainly one of those things that you can do that with. So there's a little bit of history that maybe will spur your donut fuel for the National Donut Day.
I like both of those theories on where the whole name came from. Locke, any last thoughts?
I might have snuck over to the other counter to eat some donuts, so I kind of walked away for a second. But no, you know, it's wonderful to watch sort of the donut evolution, because we watched for a long time as cupcakes sort of came and went out of the front and center lines of food trends, and then enter the donut, and the poor humble donut has been reimagined into 8 billion different types of pastries in different forms, and somehow it's in the shape of a cupcake, but we're still calling it a donut. Sometimes, you know, we go to the Duffin, the Cronut, I mean, it's just, there's a new one coming out. It seems like almost every quarter someone is figuring out something to do with donuts. So my hat's off to all of you, because I eat them all and I love them. And there's nothing better in the morning, afternoon. Okay, there's nothing better any time of the day than a good donut.
any time of the day with a good hot black cup of coffee. Any final thoughts, Kay?
Just that we should by this point have made everybody feel better about themselves, because they're not going to need an excuse to eat a donut. And the recipe that we have for our great cake donuts will be found on foodchannel.com.
That's right. Go to foodchannel.com for the recipes. And let me just give a quick shout out to one of my favorite places in my hometown of Russellville, Arkansas. Fredo's Frozen Treats today on National Donut Day is garnishing all of its milkshakes with a powdered donut around the straw, which I think is just fantastic. So anyway, here is to National Donut Day. Head over to foodchannel.com for recipes, mouthwatering photos, and lots of food inspiration. We will see you next time.